Olson, brother and sister. Andrew D. Battle Creek, Michigan, July 11, 1890. Dear brother and sister Olson, I have thought of you much in your affliction since leaving Boulder, and I have prayed for you many times. I would be pleased to receive a few lines to know how it is with you now. There are many interested in your case, many praying for your physical and spiritual prosperity. I believe that angels are in your room to comfort and to bless you. You have your life hid with Christ in God, and when He who is our life shall appear, then, oh, then we shall see Him as He is, and be made like Him, because we see Him as He is. You have not written your name in the sand, but in the Lamb's Book of Life. Entertain no doubts. Rest peacefully and trustingly in the love of God. He will be your comforter. You may say with assurance, I have committed the keeping of my soul to Him as unto a faithful Creator. He will keep that which is committed to Him against that day. The robe of Christ's righteousness has been woven in the heavenly loom, and its texture never waxes old, never will decay. This is the wedding garment, and one that is wholly in keeping with the place, securing admittance to the palace of the King of Heaven. This is a world of sorrows, disappointment, and anguish, rending asunder the very heartstrings. We are on life's battlefield, striving to win an immortal crown, although you may lie restless, nervous, and the hours wearily pass, with painful nights and wearisome days, learning the lessons of faith and submission and moral discipline in suffering. You long for clearer light to break through the clouds of darkness that seem to intervene between you and Jesus, but in simple faith say, I know in whom I have believed. Jesus has given His precious life for me. He values my soul. Jesus will care for His own property. He wills not that one of His little ones shall perish. You have thrown your whole energies into the work, and the Lord has a tender care for you, my afflicted brother. Your trials, your afflictions, are working out for you a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. The Lord does not require you to fight and to struggle now. Your substitute and surety will do this for you. You have only to believe that Jesus loves you, and whether you live or die, you are the Lord's. I am glad the weary will have rest. Where God is, there is light. Oh, the precious haven of rest! There is no wearisome sighing. All tears are wiped away. No wearisome nights in heaven, no sad partings. The dying exclamation of the Apostle Paul was, I have fought a good fight. What depth of meaning in these words! This was no shadow of a warfare, no pretense of battle, but stern, earnest conflict. He had on the whole armor of God. He adds, I have finished my course. The work of life with Him was done. His probation was ended, His mission accomplished on earth. He had kept the faith, and now the faith kept Him. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of life, and not for me only, but for all those who love His appearing. 2 Timothy 4, verse 7, 8. In dying is the triumphal song of victory. He was a conqueror. He had overcome the world. My dear afflicted brother, Jesus loves you. Jesus will be your helper every moment. He is close by your side. Lay your hand in the hand of Christ, and He will lead you when your trembling hand of faith can scarcely grasp the promise. The light of the celestial city is full in our view. Its glories beam upon us. The Sun of Righteousness has been drawing nearer and nearer to your side, and appearing at times as if almost viewed by mortal vision. Sunshine. Beautiful sunshine of the Savior's presence. the day star on high hath visited you. You can feel and rejoice in his mercy. You can hear the sweet voice of Jesus saying to you, "It is I, be not afraid." Matthew 14, verse 27. I will now close this letter. Be hopeful in God. He loves you. He blesses you. Be of good cheer. Sister Olson, we think of you and pray for you, and we believe the Lord will sustain you every hour. Cling to Jesus, press closely to his bleeding side, and know that he will not give you furnace heat more than you can bear. You have evidence that Jesus loves you.